Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Leppard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Hegan moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Strickland moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leppard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leppard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-1 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-2 in the game. Regalado hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Al Rosen now playing third base. Dave Pope pinch hits for Hal Brown. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Pope reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing left field. Dave Pope now playing right field. Ray Moore now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 2 in the game. Leppert takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Eddie Lopat now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Young moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Nelson pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.